Appendix B, Evaluation of Mathematical Orthography Measure. The mathematical orthography task was modeled on the grade 7 and 8 symbol decision task developed by Headley 2016. To create the children's version of the task, we needed to select age-appropriate math symbols and transform the symbols to create non-conventional stimuli. To select stimuli, we reviewed the Ontario curriculum to identify when the symbols are first introduced. See Table B1. We designed the task so stimuli would be age-appropriate, range in familiarity, and reflect the different types of symbols students work with in school. In the children's mathematical symbol decision task, students judge whether a string of mathematical symbols is conventional or readable, for example, 3 minus 1 equals 2, or non-conventional or non-readable, that is, 3 underscore 1 equals 2. Half the stimuli are orthographically correct, that is conventional, and half are not, that is non-conventional. There are 44 randomly presented trials, 22 conventional and 22 non-conventional. See Table B2 for stimuli and item accuracy for the present study. The task was piloted with 414 students in grades 1 to 3. Internal consistency of responses to conventional and non-conventional stimuli were measured separately as this approach aligns most closely with task scoring. Internal consistency was good across all conventional items, Cronbach alpha equals 0.81, and acceptable across all non-conventional items, Cronbach alpha equals 0.74. Items represented a range of mathematical symbols and types of transformations, and thus were quite variable. Nonetheless, the reliability findings indicate that students responded consistently to both the conventional items and the non-conventional items. To determine whether there was an effect of language on scoring, we considered scores of second grade students. Using a series of two-group instructional language, English and French, ANOVAs, we found the D' scores did not differ among students learning mathematics in French, compared with students learning mathematics in English. Degrees of freedom 1, 264 equals 0.59, p equals 0.44. Similarly, no differences were observed in conventional p equals 0.43 and non-conventional accuracy scores, p equals 0.94. To see whether students responded similarly to the different types of symbols, a principal component analysis with the Varimax rotation was conducted to see which conventional items group together. If the task is well designed, students should respond consistently to similar types of symbol stimuli. That is, factors should reflect the types of symbols. As shown in Table B3, the analysis yielded a 7-factor solution. Stimuli involving fractions group together, relational symbols group together, and time, temperature, and money abbreviations group together. Interestingly, 3 of the factors related to equations, familiar addition, less familiar multiplication and division, and least familiar equation formats. That is, 3 equals 2 plus 1 versus 2 plus 1 equals 3. The one subtraction item, 3 minus 1 equals 2, did not load strongly on any factor, suggesting that students may be responding differently to subtraction equations than either addition or multiplication. However, with only one subtraction question, it is difficult to draw any meaningful conclusions about how familiar students are with subtraction equations. Importantly, the principal component analysis suggests our stimuli capture a range of symbol exposure, and further, students' responses are consistent within symbol classes, thus further validating the task. Finally, to identify any problematic test items, item theory was used to examine how each individual test item related to the corresponding trader skill, that is, conventional orthography, non-conventional orthography, and how the group of the test items together relate to the skill. 2-parameter, 2PL items response models, IRT, were run using STATA/SE15.1. 2 conventional test items were identified, 2 equals 3 minus 1, 3 equals 2 plus 1, that posed a problem. In spite of the fact that scale performance positively correlated with item performance for the addition item, the discrimination values for both items were negative, see Table B4. The probability of getting these items correct decreased with the student's skill. We therefore excluded these items and their corresponding non-conventional items from the final scoring. As anticipated, all items were relatively easy with B values either below 0 or close to 0. We did not have to exclude any items based on item difficulty.